like how when you turn the intercom off, like all that little background noise is dead and the beat comes in.
He woke up in a daze, back aching, breath smelling like liquor, dick smelling like sex, head throbbing like the bass from the club last night. No idea how he left, needless to say, perplexed as he looked around the room that he'd never been in. Candles all around the bed, sheets quite feminine, bucket naked with his kicks on, breakaway jeans, drawers, and sweater velour on the bedroom floor. He heard singing from the shower from the bathroom door, sounded like Melba Moore, but he couldn't be sure. She had a sexy ass voice, but she was so off key, couldn't remember how she looked. Couldn't wait to see, hoping that it was the girl third floor of the club, the one that let them grab her ass when they switched to dub. Or perhaps it was the dime from the guest list line. Either one or several others would have suited him fine. From the bed to the bathroom, a voice said, come in. Gradually now, he starts to remember. Peeked through the shower curtain like bachelor number three. Pleasantly surprised to see that it was the bartender. And tender was the operative word. She had a body like a cello with legs. I mean, the ass was absurd. Long neck, smooth skin, pretty face, cookie nipples, eyes wide as her hips, full lips between dimples. She said, how did you sleep? He said he didn't know. She asked, was it good for you too? I think so, but I really can't remember what went down last night. She told him, take off your shoes, we can replay the highlights. Stepped out the shower in a daze, legs aching, breath short from the F, dick wrapped in a hat, wide open cause it was the last from a 12 pack. Spent four in the shower till his tire went flat. She thought he was all that. She said, I don't have to work today, take a little nap so we can do it again. No sooner than she said the keys jiggled, door slammed. He said, please baby, please don't let it be your boyfriend. For the love of basketball, mademoiselle, look, I ain't Biggie Smalls, I don't even want a story to tell. I'm a lover, not a fighter, alright? But then the girl walked in, saw him naked and said, what the hell? Time stood still as he thought to himself. This remind me of a beer commercial back in the day. She's too young to be her mother, so we asked, how you doing? Would you care to join in? She said, nigga, is you crazy? See this ring on my finger? That's my wife you was fucking. My name ain't Ronald Osley, don't try to play me out. She reached in the purse for the little pearl handle. He splashed her in the face with the wax from a candle. The tender ran back into the bathroom screaming, slipped on a condom wrapper, broke a pretty little neck. The burnt face wife pulled a gun in the duel. Famous last words, I ain't mean you no disrespect.
Wow, that was crazy. Yo, Jay, that was cool and all, but what's up with the violent ending, man?
I'm saying, you know,
is it possible for it to end a little bit more peaceful?
What if the story would have ended like this? I'ma kick it again, but only with the slight twist. It goes one for the trio, two for the guards, three to flip the script, cause it ain't that hard. Check it out. Time stood still as he thought to himself. This remind me of a beer commercial back in the day. She's too young to be her mother, would you care to join in? She was butt naked under her coat. He was amazed for the second wind kicking in, thinking about the fact that he almost didn't go to the club. Would have been whack if he missed out on the greatest step of his life. Imagine if he stayed home with his wife. Cause girl too, yo, her body made the tender look like a fender bender. The three of them together turned the bed to a blender. He left like 5 hours later with a permanent cheese grill and bills he would forever remember.
Come on, Jay.
What?
There's no way my man got paid. All
right.
Quite like that. That just don't happen. That's like a porno or something.
I think it happened.
And what about his wife? She ain't even say nothing. She ain't paid him.
What if the story would have ended like this? I'ma kick it again, but only with the slight twist. It goes one for the trio, two for the guards, three to flip the script, cause it ain't that hard. Check it out. Time stood still as he thought to himself. This remind me of a big commercial back in the day. She's too young to be her mother, so we asked, how you doing? She said, ew, it smelled like somebody been screwing. I hope it wasn't y'all too. She started laughing. He said, what's so funny? She said, you don't know the half. She was staring at his joint with a fucked up smile. She said, I could come back if you gon' be here for a while. But between me and you and my roommate too, what I'm about to say might just be a little snafu in your plans. Put it like this, she used to be your dude, yeah.
How's that for a plot twist?
He asked the tender, was it true? She said, shit, I told you last night, my man, I thought you knew.
What?
For real?
You're sick.
For real? You got that, homie. I'm out.